Well, thanks for joining us. This is the second of our sales training follow-up audios for our portfolio managers, something they can tap into and review at different times just to emphasize and review what we talked about. I'm Tom Holman, our CEO. This is audio designed just for those who've attended the sales training course that Kate hosted here in the month of June. And so welcome. Hope you had a chance to listen to our first one. This is our second one, where we're going to talk a little bit more about how we convert suspects to prospects, what we do out in the field, maybe some talking points that allow us to have a conversation with someone, planned or unplanned, and get them to agree to say yes to meeting with Kate and having a discussion about presenting a proposal or a management plan and budget to them as the basis of a decision to maybe make a management change. So suspects to prospects, it's a space, you know, I teased in the one of the sessions about the different ways that I've bumped into people and they've become clients of the company. And some of the property managers with us today have been managing these properties, some of which have been around a long time. We're surprised to hear about that. Everything from, you know, ball games to church to bumping into people in social settings to some very intentional cold calls and warm calls and introductions that we might have made. So you have to be prepared to have a conversation and know very easily what it is about you that would be compelling enough to want them to get them to say yes to listening to more. And that listening to more would be a handoff to Kate to talk about presenting a management plan and budget as the basis of their decision. So several of you took notes on this in one of the sessions, and I'll just say it right back to you the way that I often do. And when Tony and Brent and Nico were working with me in business development, they routinely, you know, 30, 40 times a day would say this line once we had developed some intel on the property. And it's very simply, quote, "I drive by your property all the time, and it looks like a great fit for what we do here at Coast. But I don't know a thing about your management arrangement, so I thought I'd just call and find out who manages your property and how's it going." It's that simple. I'll say it again. "I drive by your property all the time, and it looks like a great fit for what we do well here at Coast. But I don't know a thing about you or your management arrangement, so I thought I'd just call, find out who manages your property, and ask how it's going." That simple, non-threatening, open-ended question often opens the door. And you know, the truth is that very rarely are you going to call and somebody says, "Oh, you call on the perfect day. I was just thinking about making a change, and you sound like a, you know, nice fellow or lady, and so you know, send me a contract." Well, that doesn't happen. So very often they'll kind of say, "Well, it's going okay," or "Some things about them I like," or "I'm really loyal." And generally speaking, they don't want to admit they made a bad decision or that they're stuck in a bad arrangement, something that they put themselves into. And so you'll sometimes have to cull things out. That's why we like to have a story. What's your story? What about the property jumped out at you as really being a fit? And, you know, why, you know, why do you think they ought to have a conversation with you? So that's why we like to do drive-bys or at least have a little bit of intel on the property so that we can talk about whether it's rents being off base or the property didn't look good or, you know, the leasing agent says that the property manager never comes to the property. You know, there can be all kinds of symptoms of disease, and we have to be able to at least address a couple of them. Otherwise, we would have to admit that they're not feeling any pain, and so they shouldn't make a change. One of my favorite reactions when someone says, "Well, it's going fine," is, "Well, that's great. I really don't want to step inside of a already working relationship. There's plenty of people out there that aren't happy with their property manager who we'd like to talk to. But, you know, one thing I will offer you is I'd be happy to write a management plan and budget for your property free of charge just so you can see what it would do if we were managing it. And then you can compare that to the management plan and budget that your firm currently on the property will present. And if ours is quite a bit better and compelling, if we have a risk reduction and a stronger return story than they have, well, then we probably should have a conversation. Because the truth is, I don't really want to manage properties as a babysitter. I want to bring value to the owner so that by hiring us, they actually do better." Now, I don't know how many times I've said that, but that often will take someone who is not not cold, but just not that interested in my conversation, and change the dynamic? How could you say no to someone giving you a free plan and budget to show you what the property will do under their management and see if it's even close? So very often we get a yes on that, or we get a, well, let me think about it. Or if we get kind of shut down, we'll say, well, can I get your permission to call in the fall when we get a little closer to budget season, and we'll present one then for next year, and then you can see how we compare. And very often we get into that fall budget cycle with prospects, and that's when we really have a chance to lay up our plan against what they're going to see. Well, you always have to know how you're different, whether you're selling widgets or you're in the property management business. And there are a few things that make our company unique and are key differentiators when we talk to our clients about why they hired us and why prospects say they come to us. One is that we don't just sell the work we do, we sell results. You'd be surprised how few firms actually sell a plan tied to a budget and have, as we do, an 80% success rate hitting that budget after we take over management. That's an amazing track record. It's also almost a guarantee. We're stepping up and agreeing to stand behind a number as the basis of this business decision and go after it. Another is that no one has the depth of in-house training and recruiting and support that we have, and it's meaningful because it leverages our portfolio manager's time. So consider the old days or the old model where portfolio managers would spend half their time interviewing maintenance staff and, you know, landscapers and, you know, assistant managers and a new leasing agent. If you have, you know, 10, 15 properties you manage, those changes are going on all the time. Or if they aren't, you should be making some changes because you should be recruiting and finding talent to always strengthen the team and make it better. That's a huge time-consuming task, and when Sean and I in the early years of our company saw how much time was wasted and how burned out our portfolio managers got on that function, we brought that in-house to at least leverage some of that so then we can give to the portfolio managers some pre-screened, fewer top choices than to burn a lot of their time out just doing those routine tasks. Another is that our accounting function is just rock solid. We don't know any other way to operate. Sean and I studied accounting and finance in college at what is today the best business school in the country. And it was a good one when we were there. We don't know any other way to operate a business but with really strong accounting. So for 26 straight years to have on-time accurate accounting that met or came in even before the contractual obligation we committed to the client on the due date is really remarkable, and that's a commitment that we made, but that Karen and her team have carried on for the last 10, 15 years better than I'm sure we could have if we were hands-on on it. So just a fantastic accounting function. I think stable ownership matters, ethics matter, trust matters, but that can kind of come and go with the portfolio manager that you might be assigned to if you're with another firm. You might like the firm you're with, and then there's a merger or an acquisition, and you know, to be able to have two brothers who have common values stand behind the same company for 26 years and have a forward vision of at least 10 or more ahead of us, and to be in our early 50s and late 40s with all that experience behind us and still so much, as we say, tread life left. It's a remarkably stable environment for someone to count on. If they're going to hire us, they can count on us being there for quite some time. I think there's two others. I think culture is critical. We've used a consultant this year to help us really make sure that we all know what that is and identify it and talk it and live it. And to put it in simple terms, we live a servant's culture at Coast. We are humble servants in what we do, how we see ourselves in this life, how we see ourselves to each other, and especially how we see ourselves to our clients. We have a servant's culture at Coast because that we are people who see ourselves as servants to each other in this life. We serve each other at work, we serve each other at home, and we serve our clients most certainly when we're at work, making sure that their interests are taken care of. And the last will be a very unique focus on the point of sale. All of our work matters, but it only matters if it makes a difference where it counts. And where it counts, kind of like the retail concept of point of sale, is at the properties we manage. If for doing great work and it doesn't manifest into success at the property, then it isn't working. So occupancy rates, reduced turnover, stronger lease renewal rates, energy conservation programs, tax appeals, parking management. You go down the list depending on the property type. The work we do has to make differences out there because that's the whole plan. The whole plan is that business, which is that property. So I invite you to keep those fresh as you're out there, whether you're cold calling, warm calling, referred by a friend or a client, or you just, as I have over the years, even tripped over some people and you start a conversation, you get into it a bit. Those should be some helpful tools to convert a suspect into a prospect and get them to say yes to meeting with us and taking a look at a plan. Thanks for joining me.